Hi, I'm Greg Hunter. Welcome to USAWatchdog.com. Well, listen, I'm bringing this story up because I've been looking for a peg for it. This man has been pinging me about organ harvesting, and I was looking for a peg for organ harvesting. And of course, it's happening in China, the center of all evil in the world. If you take a look at this right here, this is on the website, stoporganharvesting.org. And, you know, China is in the middle, and all the businesses and all the pharmaceutical industry, building of cars, building of electric cars. Elon Musk thinks that's a good idea. Mary Barra thinks building cars over there. Most pharmaceuticals come from, well, China. The Wuhan virus came from China. Here we have, a peg that came out on the Gateway Pundit on the 26th of November, National Institutes of Health funding connected to Chinese military. And whoop, get it right there, organ harvesting. I mean, if you look at the evil at the center of the Wuhan virus, of the people doing awful things in the world, the Chinese, the CCP on the board of Pfizer, if you take a look at all of it, and then you take a look at the totalitarian communist regime that harvests the organs of people. I mean, Major League Baseball is in bed with these people. The NFL in bed with these people. The NBA in bed with these people. Hey, you know, they harvest organs from people by the tens of thousands. Is that a worry to you doing business over there? Nope. And to talk about it is Mitch Gerber. He's got a website called stoporganharvesting.org. And Mitch is joining me from Vietnam. He's on the border of China, about 100 miles away from China, but in a communist country. They are an ally to China, Vietnam. Mitch, thank you for joining us today on USAWatchdog.com.
Great to see you, Greg. Thanks for having me. Hello, everybody. Welcome.
You told me in the pre-interview this is the tens of thousands. In America, if you wanted a kidney, it'd take you 3 to 5 years. In China, it'd be 3 to 5 days. Talk about that.
Well, Greg, this is a new form of evil. I'm an investigative journalist. I'm an American citizen, born and raised in South Africa. The only reason why I came, I was born in South Africa is because my family fled what was ever left of them from Nazi-occupied Lithuania and Hungary. I moved to America, and I was fascinated by international politics and human affairs. I attended one of the top 10 business schools in Atlanta, Georgia, and then I moved to the borders of Vietnam, close to the Chinese border, to expose a new form of evil where the Chinese Communist Party, a reign of terror that has decimated over 5,000 years of history, killed more life than two world wars combined, and are now harvesting alive innocent prisoners of conscience, namely Uyghur Muslims, House Christians, Tibetans, and the largest group of victims, the Falun Gong, the spiritual movement, and practitioners of the spiritual movement, cutting out their organs while alive under the behest of the Chinese Communist Party and the military, the highest ranking officials of the Chinese Communist Party and the former president of China, Jiang Zemin, cutting their organs out of their bodies while alive in over 252 concentration camps, 36 death camps, and between 2,000 to 3,000 state-mandated hospitals, then burning the bodies and then fueling a multi-billion-dollar organ harvesting business by selling their organs as the healthiest organs in the world. This is a new form of evil. This has never been done on such a scale, scope, and magnitude. This is a multi-billion-dollar business, and the Western traitors, the Western globalists, the globalist cabal are all involved, and we actually have all the names, but I'm grateful to be on your show to share about this atrocity and new form of evil.
I mean, I despise people like Mary Barra, who's the CEO of General Motors. I think it's a great idea to build cars over there. I mean, totalitarian communist regime, organ harvesting, sending bioweapons all over the world. Wow, what could go wrong? You have BlackRock investing in all these Wall Street firms investing in China. You have Google investing in China, Microsoft, China, all the phone makers, Apple, China. But what about the organ harvesting, you know, holier than thou, you know, woke-tard, you know, Black Lives Matter? Well, evidently, the people getting their organs harvested by tens of thousands every year, they don't matter.
No, they don't.
I mean, it's sickening that this is basically fueled in part by American business. Major
Unfortunately.
League Baseball, I used to love the St. Louis Cardinals. I hate them now. I hate them for getting in bed with China. The NFL, I despise them. I despise the NFL, the organization, not the players. I despise the NBA. I mean, I despise them for getting in bed with China when they know that organ harvesting is happening. How should the world look at these people?
As criminals, they are complicit in murder, crimes against humanity, breaking the Nuremberg Code, breaking the constitutional laws of the United States, breaking genocidal treaties. I mean, this is crimes that the world hasn't come to realize yet because, first of all, Greg, China, the Chinese people, and even the Chinese government are controlled by this mass murdering regime. And this under this mass murdering regime that has controlled tyrannically China for the last 100 years, they have the second largest military, the second largest economy, the largest population. They have their evil claws in the United Nations. They own four specialized units. There's no other country that owns more than one. And they own four specialized units. They run the World Health Organization with their CCP Patsy, Secretary General Tedros, and Wang Jiefu, who is the former Minister of the Health, Ministry of China, a liver surgeon who runs operations and oversaw the organ harvesting in China. They have many government officials and entities in their pockets. You talked about the CCP board members, over 70 running the criminal cartel and Antichrist Pfizer. So the world, there's a saying,
So
extinction before a
wait.
loss
So
of
that
profit.
so the CCP is on the board of Pfizer.
Yes, over seven, at least 70 members of the Chinese Communist Party are on the board of Pfizer. And not only the board of Pfizer, many multinational corporations, HSBC, Boeing. There was a database that was leaked by the Australian, in the largest newspaper in Australia, that showed at least 2 million, with estimates between 1.95 and 2 million CCP agents and loyalists that have been infiltrating the Chinese, the governmental agencies, the UK, the US, and the Australian governments. I mean, look at the CCP. The Australian government has now become the new CCP. And when you have that kind of power, influence, and infiltration, it's very hard to bring out the truth. And that's why you've got big tech, big pharma, multinational corporations, all the criminal journalists, media, covering up the lies and actually using the Chinese Communist Party propaganda to peddle this lies and misinformation, as well as the CDC using the Confucius Institutes as the communist propaganda arms to peddle misinformation about these bioweapons that have been released by the Chinese Communist Party stronghold in Wuhan, concocted by the former Chinese Communist Party president Jiang Zemin, who also concocted the genocide against the innocent spiritual movement, the Falun Gong. Now, why the Falun Gong, Greg, is so important? Because when this spiritual group became the largest spiritual group in China, and but at the end of the interview, you're going to run some video footage, and I hope your viewers can take a look at that because that shows in a nutshell what's going on. The Falun Gong, Falungong, the Falun Gong became the largest spiritual movement in China. One out of every 12 national Chinese citizens were practicing this spiritual movement, these mind and body exercises, a philosophy that is deeply rooted in Buddhism, Taoism, and has a philosophy very similar to Christianity, truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. It outnumbered the number of people practicing these spiritual movements and these exercises and meditation. It outnumbered the number of people in the Communist Membership Party by 30 million people. And
Wow.
that really threatened the communist regime. And I live under a communist country as well because of my my mission to expose this for the last 22 years on the front lines. So they outlawed Falun Gong, demonized it as some kind of CIA back cult. And the deluge of propaganda, day in and day out, demonizing, vilifying, dehumanizing, and then marginalizing these innocent spiritual practitioners of the Falun Gong, just to poison the minds of the Chinese people, to demonize it, just like Hitler did with the Jews or in other genocides, to turn public opinion against it in order to unleash a final solution campaign to send tens of thousands of innocent Falun Gong practitioners to state-mandated hospitals, as we speak today, are still doing this, still going on for the last 20 to 25 years, cutting out their organs, Greg, while alive, and then selling their organs as the healthiest organs in the world on a specified date, ladies and gentlemen. This is not some kidney in the bathtub story. People have said to me, oh, this is happening. This is already happening. No, there is no other regime on the face of the earth that has this kind of power, this kind of muscle, this kind of economy to scale, to create such a diabolical new form of evil that has been coined by the esquires that have confirmed that this is going on since 2006.
This is like organ harvesting on an industrial scale. They have entire hospitals dedicated to doing this and only this. Is that correct? Explain.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in 2006, David Kilgore and David Mattis, two attorneys from Canada, David Kilgore and David Mattis, I brought, and Ethan Gutman as well. These are the main investigators who I brought on a coalition to the British Parliament to testify, that, and they confirmed that these allegations of forced organ harvesting have been confirmed, that between 2001 and 2006, between 45,000 and 65,000 innocent Falun Gong practitioners were murdered for their organs. Now, with the joining of Ethan Gutman, an American businessman and investigator, all of them are Nobel Peace Prize nominees, by the way, they have all confirmed in their books between 80 to 100,000 Falun Gong practitioners a year being rounded up and slaughtered for their organs. And I also, when I went on Steve Bannon, by the way, who's now being indicted on fake and false charges, by the way, I went on the show with Dr. Enver Totti, who was a surgeon from China who was forced by the CCP in 1995 to do an organ harvesting, forced organ harvesting transplantation. And he fled to London. And I had the honor to have him testify. And Dr. Enver Totti shared that they are forcefully blood tested. These are people who are still alive, Greg, while the blood is still flowing, sedated slightly so that four soldiers don't have to hold them down and make it difficult for the surgeons to be turned into murderers and operate on these people while they are alive, cutting out the corneas, the hearts, livers, pancreases, removing all the skin.
So are they feeling pain? Are they feeling pain with this? Do they know what's going on?
Absolutely.
Oh, they know they're awake.
That this is forced live organ harvesting.
While they're awake.
Yes. While the blood is still flowing. Yes.
So they know they're having their organs removed from their bodies.
While alive. Yes. And to your horror, this is going on. And the House of Representatives have passed numerous resolutions. In the clip at the end, your audience will see that the United Nations knows about this. All governing bodies know about this, the European Union, the European Parliament, but still it is going on to this day.
And what do you think of, Major League Baseball, the NFL, the NBA, General Motors, Tesla? Mr. I'm good and we're going to build electric, clean eco cars, Elon Musk. What do you think of these people?
You know, Greg, I am actually disgusted of the cowardliness and the cowardly nature of these individuals who are turning their backs and seeing no evil, hear no evil, and speaking no evil. They know exactly the criminal record of the Chinese Communist Party. It's not like they were born yesterday, and it's not like the 100-year reign of the CCP with millions dead has not been heard of. This is one of the biggest crimes of against humanity, and they all know. But again, extinction before a loss of profit. There's one NBA star, I think his name is Enes Kanter, forgive me if I'm butchering his name.
He's
come out on CNN the other day and talked about the Tibetans, Hong Kong, the Uyghur Muslims, and the Falun Gong. So God bless him for his courageousness.
And the Christians. They're going after
Christians,
everybody.
Christians, yes.
They are equal opportunity organ harvesters. You know, Mitch, if this was, you don't mind me calling you Mitch, right?
Please, with pleasure.
Okay.
Not a
So,
problem.
if this was, if they were putting out in a news report that they're live organ harvesting puppies, oh my gosh, the whole world would join together. We are the world. We'd be singing songs. They'd be having benefits. They're live organ harvesting puppies, which is evil. But humans, eh, you know how the Chinese are.
And you know what? You know what, Greg? On October 21st, this just came out, a former U.S. State Department official has shared and confirmed evidence, and we have the evidence as well, that the Vatican, the lovely Vatican, you know the Vatican,
Yeah,
everybody,
I'm a former Catholic. I don't like the
are
Pope.
collecting a large amount of funds from the CCP for the organ harvesting as well. They're in it as well.
Wow.
So yeah, this is a big business. Child trafficking, sex trafficking. I mean, we don't look further for the rapes and the murders of innocent children around the world, the pedophilia. The elite, you know, their fetishes are very demonic, and you know, the Vatican's involved as well. It's very unfortunate, and that's why you haven't heard so much effort to stop this, because people turn their backs because there's so much money involved. You know, Greg, this is a multi-billion dollar operation that the Chinese Communist Party has now used and expanded globally. So when I was on Bannon and he pressed me for the numbers, for the names, I got death threats. Because remember where
Who
I
are
am,
the
I'm
names?
close.
Who are the names?
Well,
Give me some names.
I can give you you know the Chinese names, but again, you know, just for my life, I don't. It will all come out. It will all come out. But Jiang Zemin, Huang Zhefu, we can
What
see
about the
how hard
American
it has.
names? What about the European names, the American names? Who are the, well, the board of Pfizer, the head of Pfizer,
Sure, because he's colluding with the
the
CCP.
head of Johnson and Johnson? Are they colluding with the CCP? They're all making these shots. How about Moderna? Are they colluding with the CCP?
Moderna basically has the CCP technology in their shots. Kate Broderick, an infectious disease expert, has shared about that as well. She just came on national TV in Britain on the morning show to talk about this. But the names will come out. I received serious death threats, and based on where I am, it will all come out, Greg. But yes, we have the names for sure. We have a lot of them, and they're a bit, you pretty much know them. I mean, Fauci colluding with the Chinese Communist
Yeah,
Party,
that's a
harvesting
fact now.
organs.
A grain of
Ralph
fucking.
Baric, Charles Lieber from Harvard. I mean, you know, they're not in on it too much on the organ harvesting, but they're definitely in it with the bioweapon and the CCP colluding with the collusion with this CCP virus.
The bioweapon, the integrity of our elections,
Correct.
the organ harvesting, the
Yes.
child trafficking, the slave
Yes.
trade. When you look at the picture right here, which this is off your website, and at the center of it is China. I'm sure the Chinese people aren't down with this. It's the CCP. Just like the Catholics aren't down with the evil Pope. All the awful criticism of the Pope comes inside the Catholic Church. So the Catholics aren't the evil. It's the Pope. The Chinese people aren't the evil. It's the CCP running things at the center, correct?
Correct. Absolutely. Center stage. And they've been backed by the globalist cabal. They've been backed by these sociopathic killers. You know, like I said to you before, the massive database that was taken from a Chinese government server in Shanghai has exposed the identities of close to 2 million members of the Chinese Communist Party, Greg.
Yeah.
Thousands of whom are working in British consulates, defense firms, the United States government, banks, universities, and in British companies such as Rolls-Royce, Jaguar, HSBC, Pfizer. They're all on the boards.
Well, if,
And the Epoch Times out of New York, an explosive editorial media station, by the way, it's becoming the largest and the most one of the most popular, has exposed the Chinese Communist Party. They have been created by the Falun Gong, basically, because the Falun Gong had to create, for based on my investigative reports as a Jewish investigator, I take my hat off to the Epoch Times, because when you have a mass murdering regime spending trillions of dollars to conceal the facts, bribe government entities and world leaders, and harvest alive their own families in death camps, they had to create something to expose this. So the Epoch Times was born into the world through the people, the Chinese people who fled China, mainly Falun Gong practitioners, and they created something like the Epoch Times and NTD TV to expose the crimes against humanity. So that's why I take my head off. And there's a great publication that was created by them called The Nine Commentaries on the Communist Party, or The Communist Spectre is Ruling Our World. If you just go to the Epoch Times and you can see their China section, it's brilliant. It is an eye-opening account to expose communism, the cultural Marxism that is infiltrated into the West with this wokeism and this cancel culture and this political correctness and the radical leftists and Antifa and Black Lives Matter, cultural Marxist radical group that is burning, looting, and murdering. You can see all of their funding is not only coming from George Soros, but the Chinese Communist Party.
How many people in general, whether they're Christians or Uyghurs, or most of which I know are Falun Gong, that's where they started. How many people have been murdered for their organs since the early 2000s? A ballpark.
Well,
you're talking about 100,000 up to 100,000 a year.
At least between 80 to the investigators want a conservative estimate right now because it's incredibly difficult to prove how many exactly, but like I said, between 2001 and 2006, 45 to 65,000 Falun Gong practitioners were harvested
total
in the report.
Total or a year?
That was total between 2001 total. 2006.
Okay, so from 2006 on, you're talking 80 to 100,000 is what the estimate was.
Now the revelations have come out, between 80 to 100,000 Falun Gong practitioners, transplantation murders a year conducted by the Chinese Communist Party. And the Communist Party covered it up, Greg. They were like, no, we've stopped our organ harvesting donation program. And only 10,000 prisoners in our prison system were harvested. But that doesn't add up. When you did the numbers and the investigators, David Kilgore, David Mattis, Ethan Goodman, and others did the numbers, it just didn't add up. And plus, the prisoners have hepatitis B and other diseases that kill the functions of the organs. And cause liver failure. So they had to get, where are all these organs coming from?
So they want healthy people.
Healthy people. And that's why when Falun Gong became the life force of China, where the organs were becoming incredibly healthy, illnesses, ailments, and injuries were vanishing, people were becoming healed, and literally more than half of upper-class society were practicing this mind and body practice, these slow-moving exercises. The Chinese government did research and medical investigative reports to see how good this practice was, and they saw the organs miraculously healing, and I use that word miraculously lightly, but they saw the reports. So under the Chinese military and the former president of China, the reason why they banned it was because it became the largest spiritual movement in China, and because the organs, they saw a price tag on these organs, particularly the Falun Gong, and then they went for the Uyghur Muslims, the House Christians, and the Tibetans. But the Falun Gong, many people now know, Greg, and I've heard many reports and even the mainstream media come out and talk about the Uyghur Muslims, but I have heard very little on the Falun Gong, and that's very disappointing to me, because that is the main group. Falun Gong, they declared war on Falun Gong, the CCP. And I'll tell you another thing that's shocking. The CCP created the 610 office on June 10th, 1999, 1 month before the complete ban of Falun Gong. It is illegal to practice Falun Gong in China. It became the number one state enemy of the Chinese Communist Party, Falun Gong, and they wanted to destroy these people within 3 months and kill them for their organs. The Chinese Communist Party declared them as inhuman raw materials, being that they were going to, you know, kill and make money off, which they have been doing. But the 610 office is a Gestapo-type office that sits on top of the governmental agencies in China to this day, that controls all the economic, social, and political policies of the Chinese Communist Party for one purpose and one purpose only. It was bred for one purpose: to eradicate Falun Gong from the shores of China and make a fortune off their organs. And this, my friend, people do not have come to realize yet. And when they do, to realize what the CCP has done, they're going to be shocked, really.
You're saying that if you add up all of the most of which is Falun Gong, you're saying that if it's 80 to 100,000 years since 2006, you're talking well over a million people harvested.
At least, yes.
Well over at a least. Million is because yes. it's hard to get their exact numbers. It's not like they're tattooing them with a number like the Nazis did with the Jews. They were so proud of it they counted it. When I have a number. Anyway, what do you think of the American? Because they do this, if they had the world coming down on them, if they had American businesses, if they had the NFL, the NBA, the Major League Baseball, they had General Motors, if they had Tesla, hey, heads up there, Mr. Tesla, Elon Musk, if they had these people complaining, this would stop, would it not?
You know, I wish they had that courage, Greg, but unfortunately Google's in on it. Massive multinational corporations. I mean, look at the institutionalized slavery system for mainland China. How do you think the consumer market, how do you think Walmart, how do you think the American taxpayer and consumer was able to buy so many cheap products for so little prices?
Slave.
Because of slave labor. They could have never have done it in the United States. They could have never have worked the Americans like they've done the Chinese. The Chinese are slaves. They work for nothing. Long hours, and they've been using the Falun Gong. They've got 252 concentration camps, Greg. And the and you know what's so sick to me, and thank God I remember this, the Beijing Olympics are about to occur in China. And shame on the Olympic Committee for allowing the Beijing Olympics, the Winter Olympics, to be conducted in China, where people are being harvested alive in over 252 concentration camps and over 3,000 hospitals.
Organ harvesting.
I'm sorry?
They're all for those 352 concentration camps. Again, say the number again, the number of hospitals and concentration camps.
Between 2,000 and 3,000 state-mandated hospitals and between 200 to 252 concentration camps. It's called the Laogao system.
All for organ harvesting.
Yes. Forced labor and organ harvesting of the Falun Gong practitioners, Uyghur Muslims, House Christians, and Tibetans.
And this is, then we're getting ready to party and have a big Olympic celebration in China. Sickening.
There we go. While they've been harvesting people alive. Yep.
With that, I'm going to stay. You don't take any donations. I would put your donation page up, and you said, nope, I don't want people to think I'm doing this for the money. I'm not. The website, though, if you want to go to it, is called stoporganharvesting.org, stoporganharvesting.org. There are going to be some videos in the after the interview section. Mitch, you're doing fantastic work blowing the whistle on this. The American companies, are they complicit in criminal activity? All these companies.
Absolutely, and I wanted to share. I love that you shared this because this is going to move into the next into your question to answer it. The World Organization to Investigate the Persecution of the Falun Gong recently received a letter. This was on June 29, 2021, jointly issued by the Chinese Communist Party, Minister of Public Security and Ministry of State Security regarding the appointment of the director of the North American office, Greg, for cracking down on the Falun Gong. So they are using American companies, American taxpayers, and the North American office for cracking down on Falun Gong. So this is sickening. This is twisted. And I want to leave you as well with your audience. If they want to learn more about Falun Gong, which is a beautiful spiritual movement, it's very similar to yoga. It doesn't interfere with your spiritual belief or your religious belief, but it really is good for stress relieving and anxiety relief. It's free of charge. But if people want to divulge more deeply into what this is and why it's being persecuted and the organ harvesting, there's also another website that I highly recommend. It's called endtransplantabuse.org. endtransplantabuse.org. All the reports are there. All David Kilgore, David Mattis, Ethan Gutman's reports are there. The Round Table Coalition, all the videos are there that shows this beyond a reasonable doubt, as well as the Epoch Times, People can go take a look at their articles. And the last but not least is falluninfo.net, falluninfo.net. That's more than enough information for people to see that this is confirmed, this is going on, and this new form of evil needs to be stopped. And no, Greg, I don't take any donations, because to fail to support the good and to fail to expose evil is unacceptable, and I leave no name, I seek no reward. I just want people to be aware of this and voice their support to the innocent Falun Gong, House Christians, Uyghur Muslims, and any others that are suffering at the hands of this diabolical mass murdering regime. Because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? They are now, right now, in your backyards with these lockdowns, this bioweapon, and the CCP virus.
Mitch Gerber, thank you very much for joining us today on USAWatchdog.com. I appreciate it. All the stuff he talked about will be in the after the interview section. Mitch Gerber, thank you very much for joining us today on USAWatchdog.com.
Thank you, Greg.